Welcome, and you're listening to The Economist Weekly podcast on technology and science called Babbage. I'm the host, Kenneth Cukier, a senior editor at The Economist, and on this week's show, we're going to explore the tightening bonds between man and machine. Elon Musk's new company, Neuralink, aims to interlace computers with the brain's synapses.
Neuralink is not the only company to be doing this, and there are groups of researchers all over the world working on this stuff. We're not going to be plugging our brains into computers anytime soon, but it's happening.
Now you might think that he has his hands full, being the CEO of SpaceX, which wants to bring humans to Mars, and being the CEO of Tesla Motors, which wants to bring humans into electronic vehicles around the corner. And he's also the CEO of Hyperloop Technologies that wants to actually pack people into vacuum tubes and shimmy them from city to city, and also the CEO of a solar panel operation. But Mr. Musk is adding yet another company to his roster, Neuralink. It is a research firm whose goal seems to be to work towards an ever closer union between the human mind and the computer. I'm joined now by Hal Hodson, our technology correspondent, to tell us more. Hello, Hal.
How are you doing, Ken?
I'm great, except this sounds purely science fiction. Are we really ready to do something as crazy as this yet?
I think we're ready because it is happening. Neuralink is not the only company to be doing this, and there are groups of researchers all over the world working on this stuff. It's very rudimentary. We're not going to be plugging our brains into computers anytime soon, but it's happening.
Okay, so tell me a little bit more about where it's happening and how it's happening.
So I've been tracking this tech for a little while. One group is in Florida International University in Miami, and their way of doing it is using a special kind of nanoparticle which feels both magnetic and electric force, and they inject billions of these into rats' tails and drag them up through the rat's body using a magnet into its brain, and then they... I know it's grim, right?
That's incredible. No one has seen my face wince and my eyebrows furrow, but Hal has.
Yeah. The amazing thing about this is that it's one of the least invasive ways to put to merge computing and brains. And once those nanoparticles are in the rat's brain, they then use modulated magnetic fields to try and send information to and receive information from the rat's brains. That's the hard bit.
And what would be the applications of this other than to create sort of cyborgs?
Well, the initial applications, the on-ramp, if you like, are medical. So if you have brain damage from a stroke or if you have a degenerative disease like Alzheimer's, you might have problems like a lack of long-term memory or a problem forming long-term memories. And there are ideas out there for creating essentially memory prosthetics that would plug into your hippocampus and allow you to read and write memories from the brain.
Now, Elon Musk is a very value-driven investor. Electric vehicles is one example of that. And so here it looks like he is just trying to vaunt humanity against the AI machines. Tell me more.
It's an interesting question. What is Elon doing with this? My personal view, and I don't think there's not much information out there to have anything other than a personal view, but my personal view is that this is really good PR. He has this assortment of companies that do all these very interesting things. There's the tunneling company, which its sole mission is to dig tunnels under Los Angeles to solve traffic. We humans hate traffic. We humans hate typing on computers. I think he's trying to tap into all these feel-good, cyborgian, hyper-cool tech projects in order to perhaps prop up the more real work of Tesla and SpaceX, you know, which is inevitably hard, real work that perhaps needs more money, more public support.
Is Elon Musk actually a human being or is he a machine?
I think that's a really interesting question. And I would answer it by saying that he is a cyborg, but not a technological one.
That's really interesting. Hal, thank you very much.
Sure.